Good evening. As Bill indicated, I'm Sam Clay, Director of the Fairfax County Public Library in my day job, and my other hours are spent as Chairman of the Fairfax Correction of the Fall for the Book. Our library system is delighted to sponsor this wonderful event since 1999, and I echo Bill's welcome. Thank you for coming, because you're the reason that we have this event. Tonight, we're here to celebrate the work of Dave Eggers. He is the recipient of the Fall for the Book Festival's 2006 Mason Prize. The Mason Prize is a $10,000 award for an author whose body of work has made extraordinary contributions to bringing literature to a wide reading audience. Please join me in welcoming Dave Eggers as we present his award. Please join me. That's it. Surprise. Okay. Quite frankly, there's another prize which may be more appropriate for Dave Eggers, and that would be the prize for going the longest without sleep. When I look at the number of activities Dave is involved in, I can't help but think this man truly must never, ever sleep. He has written or co-written 8 books, the most famous of which is his Pulitzer Prize-nominated bestseller titled A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius. Dave also founded McSweeney's Publishing House, which also produces a literary journal called The Believer, plus a DVD journal called Wolpen, and a humor website called Timothy McSweeney's Internet Tendency. But wait, there's more. Not content to have conquered the publishing world, Dave Eggers also founded a network of writing labs for students. The flagship, located in San Francisco, is called 8-6 Valencia. There are also 2 8-6 labs in Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, Michigan, and New York. The labs provide help for kids 8 to 18 and helps them create their own story collections, e-zines, and other publications. Of course, mentoring the next generation of best-selling authors is not enough for Dave. He is also taking over the movie industry. He is one of the screenwriters for Where the Wild Things Are, which is a film version of the child's classic book, or maybe it's not such a child's classic, or the classic book by Maurice Sendak. The film is currently in production and is scheduled to be released in 2008. But wait, there's more. Operators are standing by, and if you called them, they would tell you also that Dave's work has appeared in Salon, The New Yorker, Spin, The Guardian, and other newspapers, magazines, and e-zines. He has also edited, contributed to, or written introductions for more than a dozen other books. Now, on top of all of this, Dave's latest book will be published this month. It's a true story of one of the lost boys of Sudan. The book is called What is the What? And Dave will talk to us about it in a few moments. Producing the book was a journey in itself and took more than 3 years and a trip to Africa. Also coming out this year is a book about giant squids that Dave co-authored with his younger brother, as well as another anthology that Dave edited. Now, I don't know about you, but reading what he does makes me tired. So I salute him for being one of the busiest working men in the book business. You can see, of course, why Dave Eggers more than deserves the award for, quote, a body of work that has made extraordinary contributions to bringing literature to a wide reading audience. The Fall for the Book Festival is delighted to award Dave Eggers with this prize and is delighted to present him to you now. Thank you. Dave?